There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks. Thank you for listening, whether you're doing that in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you've got the free Odyssey app and you're listening to the Junks while you're traveling, while you're on the go. Thank you for doing that. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes, where you find me on the Twitters. Thank you for the follow. Go give a follow if you're not already. At Cakes Flops on the seldom used Instagram. I'm joined by Jason Bishop today.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday to you. John Paul Flame is also here.
What's up, Cakesy?
What's up? Good morning. And Eric Bickle also here.
Is that a different hat you got now? Like, is that another?
This is the commander's hat that I bought for my Dan Quinn costume.
Oh, that's the one you wore that day?
Yeah, I wore it backwards.
Oh, you wore it. Can I see it?
Yeah, sure. I wore it back like this.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see it the other way. Let me see it the other way. The regular way?
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it again? Fanatics or whatever?
I believe this is a Fanatics purchase.
What do they charge you for that? About $35?
Probably $30.
Yeah. I'm out of
$35. That's not including like shipping. I don't even know. I don't know how much it costs.
Right. Too much. I like it, though.
Thank you.
And what did I tell you? Those ropes, they're in.
Rope hats are back.
Rope hats are
they
big
used
time
to be
in.
Cool. I think they were a thing like maybe in the 80s into the 90s.
Rock.
80s or 90s.
Yeah.
And now they're back.
Ropes.
They're
back.
Just officially back.
Yeah.
And this is the latest iteration.
How did the Cakes Classic go last night?
Went well. I cashed.
Oh, and, nice. Cash?
Not bad. Fifth place.
Oh, that's really
like
good.
Like 750, and I won like three bounties. So it was like nine hundo.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right in my pocket.
Nice.
Now, the only downside is I'm on fumes
deprived.
Right now.
Yeah,
I'm like on roughly two hours of sleep.
Ooh. What time did you make it to the hotel room?
What time did I make it after the Cakes Classic? After my run ended?
Yes.
Oh, you mean after I got it in with Ace King against Ace 10 and then the guy rivered a straight on me when I could have doubled up? That was around 2:20 a.m.
2:20 a.m.
2:20 a.m., yeah. Straight to bed.
Jason, how would you fare if you had to
get up
in the morning for the show after 2:20 a.m. bedtime?
I wouldn't be here. Yeah. I couldn't get up for the show.
Well, I mean, I would have gotten a little more sleep, but everybody there outside of me, I think maybe at least one or two guys were very anti-chop. Nobody wanted to chop the pot.
Really?
I'm very pro-chop. Nobody... It was not a big chop crowd last night.
Mm-hmm.
So it fell on deaf ears, but it's okay. It's all good. You can either choose to chop or not chop. That's your choice as an American.
Well, congratulations.
Good job.
Cashing in the Cakes Classic.
What are you going to do with the cash?
I don't know. Probably just put it in my bank. Follow your lead. Put it in the bank.
Put it in the bank, yeah.
Save it for that rainy day.
I'll tell you what, everyone's 401ks are swole this morning.
That is true.
After yesterday, I got
a big day.
I want to look at those balances.
Big day on the market.
I know Bitcoin is at an all-time high. I don't know what it is this morning.
I haven't looked this morning because my phone's acting a little wonky.
Yeah.
But now that you bring it up, I think I should probably do my due diligence and check
and
see where it's at.
Love that. Love to see your investments go up. Well,
sure.
Yep.
Hopefully it happens.
Just got to keep going, buddy. Keep going.
I need to get some chapstick. I'm not a big chapstick guy.
Oh, I'm the biggest chapstick guy. I don't think I have any.
Or something
on
me. To squirt, put on my finger.
But I don't
want to use your thing. Just squirt a little.
I don't like the squirt, the squirty lip balm. I'm more of the
chapstick.
The one that goes right on your lip.
Yeah.
the guy who taught me that I always need to carry chapstick, and I laud him to this day, Brett.
Brett, is he a big chapstick guy?
Big chapstick guy. He was. Yeah. He would always be like, he's like, when fall and winter, you just got to have chapstick on you at all times. And
yeah, why is it happening
with,
it
registered with me.
Is it like drier or something? Like, what the hell's going on? There's no humidity.
Just dry.
Less humidity.
Dry. Dry outside.
I'm outside and I'm just like, oh,
yeah, you need that. You need
can
that
you
chapstick.
In a pinch, can you put sunscreen on your lips?
I don't
know
about that.
I think
that.
You can.
I think you might be able to, right?
Really?
It's a little moist.
Yeah.
I've never even considered doing that. I mean, you might get a little.
I mean, it'll help a little bit.
Like spillover if you're putting some on your face, but like directly onto your lips.
I'm just asking, what can you do in a pinch?
I don't know.
Well, it's got a little SPF in it. You need to protect your lips too, right?
Maybe I never really thought you can, but
my daughters, because they have all these eczema issues on and stuff. They have Aquaphor all the time. Do you guys have that around the house?
I know they literally have Aquaphor.
I think my wife has some,
but I mean
Aquaphor is legit.
We buy Aquaphor all the time. Yeah, I need more Aquaphor. More Aquaphor. I lost my Aquaphor. I need more Aquaphor.
What exactly is it?
I don't know. It's some greasy
lotion.
Stuff.
Mm, it's lotion.
I think it just keeps you moist. Your skin
got
moist.
It.
I don't know. No idea. I don't really use it.
Oh, Aquaphor is awesome.
Aquaphor would work.
Mm.
But my lips are getting chapped, and I'm not a chapped lips guy.
Problem with the lip balm? It's expensive. I'll buy it.
It's expensive. How much could it be?
It's expensive, man. Like you buy just like one tube of the good stuff. I'm talking about like quality, like name brand, either chapstick or this is a revelation for you. Remember this name. What do you know about Burt's Bees?
I mean,
Burt's Bees. That is your one seed of lip balms.
I think I know.
To
what
me.
It is. I think I know what it is. I don't
and
know, four
like
bucks or something?
Like $4 or $5 per.
Yeah. All right. I feel like I can afford it.
But to keep your lips nice and supple like drabs, well worth the spending the money.
Shouldn't a tube of chapstick last almost a lifetime?
No.
Not really?
Not if you're using
it. A lifetime.
Not people that use them all the time.
Yeah, if you use it every day. No.
I use it every day of the year.
And how long does it last you before you need to get a new one?
For one tube?
What, a month?
Probably more than that.
Maybe two?
Yeah.
Maybe. But I have to have them like everywhere. I have them in my car.
You use them year round?
Every single day. Right next to my bed, in my car. Wow. Should always be in my pocket. I'm a little bit disturbed that I don't have one in my pocket right now.
That's a bit of an OCD thing. You don't need chapstick every single day.
You could be right. But anytime, like right now, I feel like I need it because we're talking about it. And now I feel a little bit of dryness on my lips, which
mine,
I don't like.
Mine are definitely dry, but it doesn't happen very often.
I might have to scramble and see if I have some in my poker backpack. Hold on.
I definitely need it every day because my lips are really dry in the morning when I wake up.
Oh, I found
some. So I got to put it on every morning.
Oh, that's the Burt's Bees or no?
No, this is the Eos. I think this is more for the ladies. I stole this from my daughter.
Right.
Stole this from her.
Right, and you can't like
say I'm gonna.
That looks good.
Oh, it feels so good.
It's so much better. I might have to send Mike
that's
Moore.
So good
to CVS.
I mean, CVS right around the corner.
Yeah,
you need this in your life, EB.
Yeah,
look at that.
You're right.
I'm good now.
What
I've
you say, bud?
Burt's Bees every day for my life since I was a freshman
Burt's
in high
Bees,
school.
I'm telling
How many
you,
things
it's
are
so
you addicted
good.
To? Zins, Burt's Bees. What else?
Maybe just those two,
Cigs,
at least on a daily occurrence.
Cigs when you go out.
Marlboro Reds. He was hard, too, with the Cigs. Don't think he does it.
Dude, the heaters this past weekend was kind of a show.
Oh, the heaters were out of control?
They were out in force.
Oh, speaking of heaters, I was walking around during a break at MGM National Harbor, and I walked by. They have a heater machine. They have a cigarette machine, like, right by one of the bathrooms.
Like an old-school pole?
No, not like that. I mean, the setup is similar, but it's not like you don't pull a lever out.
Yeah,
like it's
some spring-loaded
like it's
thing
the
comes
1920s,
out. Yeah.
Though I do respect that hustle. And I was just curious. I was like, how much are they selling one pack of cigarettes
I mean, I wouldn't know.
In a casino?
So I would say $6.99. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Keep going.
$12?
Keep going.
Really? I have no idea.
$20.
Wow. For a pack of cigs?
For one pack of cigarettes.
All right, if you go, Mike Moore, when you go to 7-Eleven, how much is a pack of cigs?
Like right around $10, a little
bit
more.
Well, he's also, if he's buying premium, like if he's buying Marlboro Red, or are you buying like the
Marlboro Light.
You're buying
Marlboro Light.
Okay,
what's a Marlboro Light? So it's $10?
Yeah. $10 a pack.
$10.50.
Okay. Yeah. $10.50.
Right, and that's on. Like one night out for you?
No. I mean, well, the thing is, you also got to remember, like, when I go out, it's like 7 or 8 people. So it's like 2 cigs a person, oh, basically. Yeah, yeah. And then it's just tap.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's one night out.
It used to be back in the day, like, when I would bum cigarettes off people, like in bars, when you're still allowed to smoke cigarettes in bars. And I'm talking about 35 years ago or more. Like, people wouldn't get upset if they're like, hey, can I have a smoke? Can I borrow a smoke? Can I have a smoke? So you're like, sure, here you go. They're cheap, whatever. Now, if you pay like 10 or 12 bucks for a pack of cigarettes, which is dumb, by the way, don't smoke. It's horrible. I regret ever doing it. People will be like, well, these cigarettes cost me 12 bucks.
Why am I gonna give people one? Tend to be generous. I mean,
they do, but they're probably a little bit bitter in the back of their brains that they're handing over a Marlboro Light.
I'll say this. I play golf. Last couple times I've been playing golf with guys, they're just different guys randomly that like to smoke cigars.
Okay.
Like they're just out there enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it borderline gets me horny when I smell cigar smoke. I really like it.
Yeah. Gets you charged up.
And I want to say something, but I know if I say something, they'll offer me a cigar. Because people are just like that. They just
offer. Well, you don't want to smoke the cigar? Yeah, you just like the smell of it?
I love the smell of it, and I don't need to be addicted to it, but I do. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a hassle when you're golfing.
And also,
too.
I couldn't figure out how I can,
you
got to
put it down.
Now that I'm walking, I don't know how to handle it. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I think that was the one like tobacco product that Mike Marr didn't have when we played at the Purple Heart Open.
No,
I don't think he had a cigar.
No, I had stogies because I remember he
did. I forgot.
Stogies?
I forgot.
Because right before we teed up, Valdez just like, you know, like it was Christmas morning, just handed me a pack of, it was like monthly club cigars or whatever.
Yeah, my dad got me the cigar of the month club for Christmas.
Oh, really?
I had a bunch left over and I gave him the Marr.
Sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
What a hookup.
Do you have a little humidor at their house that you maintain, a little small one or no?
This is the nubby little to-go.
Yeah, I have one of those to-go things.
Yeah, nothing like what my dad has. Mm-hmm. My dad has
one of those big sillies.
One of the big sillies down in the basement.
I was never good at maintaining.
Never a big cigar guy. More of a coffin nail guy.
I didn't try my coconut oil thing. Maybe we should do that during the show, Drabby. I'll suck on some coconut for an hour.
We can go to the CVS. Get you some
like half hour.
Get you some chapstick and coconut oil.
Yeah. Well, somebody said you could just suck on like coconut or like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It doesn't have to be oil. I don't know. I don't even know how they sell
suck on a coconut.
Not like from a tree, but like it's
like a strip or something,
or like maybe like a gel or something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like he's on Survivor.
I need you to stop doing that face that you're doing. That it's freaking me out. You've been doing it all day. Yesterday, you got to get it fixed.
What?
Oh, the tooth. His tooth face.
He's
running his
times an hour.
He's running his tongue over his tooth.
He closes his one eye. With that.
Yeah. Oh, you don't understand. I basically have a shard of a tooth where it chipped off. Mm-hmm. It's razor sharp. You could cut diamonds with it.
Or coconuts.
Hey, I'm Ronnie Movis. EV, can I borrow your mouth?
Yeah. And so I'm constantly just feeling it with
the
my
diamond
tongue.
Mines.
I mean, it's just,
JP still obsesses over the trip he should have had for me a few years ago.
To South Africa?
To South Africa.
Right.
Home of Ronnie Movis.
Well, hopefully Thursday, a week from today, at noon, that issue will be addressed.
Good.
Then I got to make my extraction appointment.
Yeah.
Which I'm dreading. What? Well, they got to pull this back one.
He's got all kinds of stuff going on.
It sounds like a military operation. Yeah,
well, it is. Like, regular dentists don't do it.
We're at the X-Mill point. We need to extract this molar. Yeah,
one molar, one bicuspid. We couldn't save the incisor.
No, my incisor's going to get saved. My molar's cooked. I'm probably going to have to get an implant. I've never had an implant before. Implant or bridge.
I have
one bridge. Bridge is working out okay.
Good.
Yeah. Might go for my second Bay Bridge.
Are those expensive or those pricey?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, whatever they are.
Usually when you spend that much money in your mouth, you have a grill.
Yeah, I don't have a grill.
Are those still a thing? Do people still wear grills? Those can't be a thing.
They don't seem to be popular.
Lamar played with the diamonds all in his teeth when they pumped Tampa Bay.
Okay. So I guess they are still a thing, or they can be.
Right.
I think it's a Florida thing.
It might be.
Got it.
A America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, coming up on the show tonight on Open Line Thursday, by the way, you're welcome to call us whenever you would like, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Brian Baldinger will join us at 720. We'll talk NFL and Commanders with him. Dave Richard at 8, he'll dispense the invaluable fantasy football advice you need because, hello, Week 10 starts tonight. And we'll talk to the doubter, Nick Dowd, because the Capitals just win all the time and Ovi scores all the time. He just scores goals every single time he takes the ice. So we'll talk to Dowd coming up at 8:25. We'll get into the Junk Sports page, tell you about the Caps and more next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.